Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our gathering together unto you this morning to fellowship with the Lord and with one another. And as always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. So let it be, even this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, continuing on the exceeding great and precious promises series. Today, I want to talk about God's promises for your children. Or you might say God's promises for our children. So focusing on the promises in the Word of God relating to our children, your children in particular. Praise the Lord. Your children means also their children after them. They are all counted as your children. Praise the Lord. All right. So let's talk about it. Again, I'm just going to read through many promises in the Word of God. I hope I can finish it. There's so much to be said that God has said about our children and your grandchildren, their seed after them. They're all your children. Praise the Lord. Let's start here in Psalm 103 and verse 17. I'm just going to read different verses of scripture that has some exceeding great and precious promises for our children. And as we read along, just claim them. Every promise that we read today that resonates with you concerning your children, let's go ahead and claim them right away. Praise the Lord. You know, so you don't need to wait till the end. Of course, we'll pray for your children, but as you're hearing the word for them, or regarding them, claim the promises right away. Let's believe God together. The mercy of the Lord, Psalm 103, verse 17, is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. I wanted to start off with the mercy of the Lord to your children. Mercy is always, one of the greatest attributes of the Lord. You can think of it as, the greatest thing that the Lord wants us to know about himself. It's his mercy. In the book of Exodus chapter 33, we see Moses asking the Lord. He wanted to show, to see more of the Lord, know more of the Lord. And asking the Lord, Lord, he said, Exodus 33 and verse 18, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And that was his prayer. And the Lord said unto him, I will make all my goodness to pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And I'll be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I'll show mercy on whom I will show mercy. The Lord always likes to talk about his mercy and his graciousness. So he told Moses to go stand on a certain place, that he's going to reveal something to him. And when he did, in the next chapter, Exodus 34, we'll see how that Moses experienced God. What was it that God revealed about himself? Remember, Moses prayed for his glory, and God responded by talking about his mercy. Let's look at it. And the Lord, in Exodus 34, verse 5, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with Moses there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And I often like to say, this is the Lord proclaiming his own name. Not what someone was saying about the Lord, but this was what the Lord was saying about himself. So here we go. And the Lord passed by him and proclaimed. You remember, the Lord said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. And now he is doing it. The Lord proclaimed and said, the Lord God. He proclaimed his own name. Merciful and gracious. He began to proclaim, you know, some of his greatest attributes. He started out with merciful and gracious. And so, you know, so the first words out of his own mouth when he was proclaiming his own name. You know, so we see how great his mercy is toward them that love him. You know, and his graciousness as well. Long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. God just can't stop talking about his mercy. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But on the other hand, we by no means declared guilty because of his righteousness. But you see that the first things out of his mouth were his mercy and his graciousness. The goodness of God, you might call it. All of these things, mercy, graciousness, long-suffering, abundance in goodness and truth, I represent his goodness. And then the other side represents his severity. So, you know, God presents both. We can step into his goodness and experience that. You know, there's also his severity. The goodness and severity, you know, of the Lord. On the one hand, his goodness, and on the other hand, his severity. But unto us that fear him and love him, you know, we see and experience his goodness. So the first thing about the Lord was his mercy. So that's why I wanted to start off with that about our children. Think of God as wanting to be merciful all the time to our children. That alone right there is a great thing. You just meditate on that. Now, while you're praying for your children, remember that he himself has said that he will be merciful to them. Praise the Lord. You know, so now let's read a few more of these promises to our children. Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2. You know, the Lord promises that because you fear the Lord, right? Well, there are benefits. There are many benefits to the children of those that fear the Lord. You might call it generational blessings. And that's right. What we're talking about today, more like generational blessings to your children because you fear the Lord. As I've said before in the past, people like to talk about these generational curses. I don't. I prefer to talk about generational blessings. I'm going to prove it also from the scriptures. Because you fear the Lord, Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2 says that, you know, there are benefits that will pass on to your children because you fear the Lord. That's how God deals. He said, you know, children's children. So you are not only your children, but their children after them. Praise ye the Lord. He said, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. See, that delighted greatly in his commandments. Because of that, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. So the generation of the upright shall be blessed. That's generational blessings right there. Your generation will be blessed because you fear the Lord. Even if there was any so-called generational curse before you, It's dead on arrival. You know, once you got there, you know, that's it. You know, when you came, it stopped because you fear the Lord. And from you onward, your generation blessed. That's what the scripture says here. You know, blessed will be your generation because you delight greatly in his commandments. Well, so that's all we need to worry about, is how that we should delight greatly in the commandments of the Lord. And all these blessings shall pass on to our children. Praise the Lord. Now, wealth and riches, we talked about it also, come because of trusting in the Lord and delighting greatly in his commandments. That's a beautiful, beautiful promise. Psalm 115, verse 14. The Lord shall increase you. Always starts with you. It's not going to skip you and jump over to your children. He starts with you. The Lord will increase you more and more. You and your children. Now, so this is the promise. You know, and the Lord, I've given this testimony before. There was one time I was always focused on my children, just praying for my children only, because I felt that, well, I mean, after all, you know, I've arrived at a good place in life, you know, so any other blessings for me should be really for my children. I mean, what is it? You know, I'm already where I am. But they are still struggling through life. So, you know, I was focused only on the Lord blessing them. And the Holy Spirit corrected me one day, showed me this scripture, and said, well, the blessing starts with you. You know, you bless you, no matter what age you are in. Bless you and your children. So I had to repent of my, you know, thinking. I said, well, Lord, if you want to bless me, what am I to say no? Now, don't be thinking in your head what I mean by blessing. Because sometimes when people hear blessing, they're always thinking one thing or the other. I'm just talking about blessing. Blessing is when you receive favor of the Lord. That's a blessing, you know. That's a blessing of the Lord that's upon you when you have favor from God. I'm not talking only on finances, but finances too. But I'm not talking about money, you know. In fact, I don't like to talk about money. But the blessing of the Lord is upon you. The Lord will increase you in any which way because of his blessing. And then he will increase your children and then their children after them. You know, this is the generation of the upright. That's how they are blessed in their times. Praise the Lord. Psalm 127. Verses 3-5. Your children, he said, are the heritage of the Lord. You know, and these are promises that we get a hold of and believe them for our children. So you have children, and those of you who are yet to have children, it's all the same. You begin to claim them, and these promises will work for you. Praise God. They worked for me. My children are blessed, you know, because I fear the Lord. And so they are blessed, you know, and I know that your children are blessed too, because you fear the Lord. You know, so that's the posture that we should have. We should not be afraid that evil will happen to your children. Don't ever be afraid of that. You know, they will, your children are blessed. You know, children are the heritage of the Lord, you know, said, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Isn't that beautiful? Heritage of the Lord is something that you got from the Lord. And, you know, the devil can't taint them because you got them from the Lord. And the fruit of the womb, it's a blessing. And it's a promised reward to those who serve him faithfully. Glory to God. So, you know, fruit of the womb is his reward. And as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Your children will be like this. Happy will you be because of your children. And you have a quiver full of them. You will not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Your children will be prayer warriors in their own right. That's right. It can take care of business. Be your first line of defense even. That's gate is the first line of defense. When the enemies are coming, they got to get through the gate. Your children, first line of defense. Because you have taught them, you know, from their youth and up. You have taught them how to wage spiritual warfare. And now they are your first line of defense. You know, your children are not ping pong for the devil. You know, your children know the truth. And they stand in the truth. They stand in the word of God. You know, these are things we claim for our children. And I pray that it is the case for all of us. To the glory of God, certainly the case for my children. So it will be the case for your children as well. These are things that we should claim, you know, for our children. Powerful promises. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. I talked about, you know, your children will not be ping pong for the devil. He says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Again, look at the way that these blessings are coming to your children. It's because of you. Praise God. That's why I call them generational blessings. You know, it is the seed of the righteous that he's talking about here, but they are not just children shall be delivered. No, it is the children of the righteous that shall be delivered because of your righteousness, because you are in right standing with God. Your children will be delivered. When they are going through stuff, your children are going through stuff, you know, there's no need for you to freak out. You know, just use the word of God. Stand in the word of God. Cause that word, use that word to bring change for them in their situation. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That's a powerful promise for your children. So anytime that the devil wants to make you panic about your children, go back to this verse and say, my children shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 26. Powerful blessing. You know, yesterday we were talking about, you know, my people shall dwell in quiet resting places with assurance, and, you know, forever and so forth. You know, in sure dwellings. Well, this one is point blank for your children. Praise the Lord. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Hallelujah. And his children shall have a place of refuge. Well, your children too, because they are also God's children. See, they may be your grandchildren, but they are God's children. Because as we know, God doesn't have grandchildren. We are all the children of the Lord. A direct relationship to God. However, blessings do pass on your generations because of your right standing with God. You know, so, but, you know, all his children shall have a place of refuge. And that goes for your children. That goes for you too. Now, if you're in a situation where it seems as if your stability is shaky, perhaps because of new laws in the land or this and that and what have you, well, you know, reach out and grab a hold of this scripture. You will have a place of refuge, and the enemy will not be able to disinherit you from the inheritance of the Lord. That's a sure promise. Hallelujah. You, all of God's children, including your children, shall always have a place of refuge in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7. Again, remember, in case you're just joining us, we're going through scriptures about blessings, great and exceeding precious promises for our children. And many of these, you know, tantamount to generational blessings for our children. A lot of them, because of your standing with God, transfers many blessings to your children. Now, the just man walketh in his integrity. Proverbs 20 and verse 7. Now, remember again, it starts out with the just man, and it starts out with the integrity of just man, and then the blessing flows to his children. The just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. Well, because he's walking in his integrity, his children are blessed. Now, the children have a responsibility to hold on to the blessing, but the blessing will pass on to them. You know, they themselves must, you know, engage in their own direct relationship with God. However, it will automatically pass on to them anyway. The blessing of the Lord will pass on to your children. You need to train them how to hold on to that relationship with the Lord, but it will pass on to them because they are your children. That's what the Lord said. You know, so you take that with you and believe it for your children. You know, that's why we're told in Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way that he should go. When he gets older, will not depart from it, because you already trained him. Well, you train them to trust in the Lord. You train them to not walk, you know, in the way of the ungodly. Do not, you know, follow the counsel of the wicked. Do not sit in the seat of the scornful. I mean, you've trained them all these things, you know, and then they will maintain their own relationship. But there's an automatic passage of God's blessings upon them because they are your seed. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered, and his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Plus, the Bible also says here that the seed, your seed after them, after you, are blessed. You are blessed, and they are blessed. Praise the Lord. Together, not just you by yourself, and not just your children by themselves, but it's you and your children. That's what we read in Psalm 115 and verse 14. The Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. And listen to how, you know, the Lord declares this. I mean, this scripture was prophetic, you know, relates to Christ, but it also for us. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. I and the children that God has given me are for signs and wonders. So it's a package. It's a package deal. It's a package deal for you and your children. It's not for you only. Some of us are believers and our children are currently wayward and so forth. Well, I'm going to read a promise for you about that in a minute. But it is a promise. You know, these promises are for you and your children. You know, so we're going to see all the places where God said that. Isaiah 44 verses 3 to 5. It's about, look, we're not the only one that will receive the Spirit of God. Our children will also receive the Spirit of God. You know, you got to claim these things because that's what the Lord said. And here's how he said it. He said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. The other day we talked about my soul thirsty for God. And floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed. That's a promise. Hallelujah. And my blessing upon thy offspring. And this is a total and complete package. God doesn't want to bless just you. That's not enough. He'll bless you and bless your children. In fact, same thing for Christ. You know, God, I mean, Christ already, you know, owned everything even before the world began, but it wasn't enough. Jesus said it himself. John chapter 12 verse 24, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But when he does that, death thing is going to bring forth many sons unto glory. Well, that's it. God always wanting to bring forth many sons. Christ, number one, and then others after him. So that he can say, I and the children that God has given me. So that's the same way that we are. You know, you claim it for your children. Every blessing that we are reading here today goes for your children. I pour out my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. They shall spring up as among the grass, as willows on the water courses. One of them shall say, I am the Lord's. You know, and another shall call himself by the name of the Lord. And he subscribe himself by the hand of the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel and so forth. I mean, your children will come into a relationship. They identify themselves with the people of God. So what he's saying here, they're not going to be outcasts or estrange themselves. You know, they will love to be identified with the things of God and with the people of God. That's what he's talking about here. This is your children. And this is so it will be. Praise the Lord. Your children will even take after you, you know. They love the way you pray. They love the way you love the Lord and so forth. And they will take after you. So show them a good example. That's right. Praise the Lord. And they will take after you. Because they also want to say, well, I am the Lord's. Just like my dad, and my mom. I'm a preacher's kid. Praise God. Yeah, I am a child of God. My children, they love to be children of God. Set them a good example by the grace of God. They love to follow the life that we live in Christ Jesus by the faith of the Son of God challenges our children. And, you know, they follow. Praise God. We teach them the way they should go. And there's a promise that they will not depart from it. Lay a good foundation when they are much younger. And it will stay with them. That's a promise. Praise God. Here's God's promise of protection for your children. I will contend, Isaiah 49 and 25, with those that contend with thee. Now, it always starts with you, remember. You know, if you get anything out of this lesson today, get this. All these promises for your children, they're great. And they're precious. They're exceeding great, actually. But they start with you. Start with you first. You know, and it's because of you that these things transfer to your children. Now, I will contend with those that contend with you. Isaiah 49, 25. That's for you directly. And then for your children, he says, and I will save thy children. So you see, it always goes together. What he does for you, we do for your children. You know, it's a full package, complete package. And so your children will not be left behind. None left behind. Now, our responsibility is like God said concerning Abraham. I know him, that he will order his household after me. Well, that's your responsibility, especially for men that are in this house today. Look, if the good man of the house would have watched in the spirit, he would not have allowed his house to be broken up. If your house is broken up, it's on your head, if you are a man, you know. So you watch in the spirit and don't let your house be broken up. Don't let your children wander away. Rule your children with gravity. Paul was writing to Timothy and Titus, say, if any man wants to be a bishop and all these things, it's a good thing. But make sure that they can rule their own children with gravity. One look from the dad, those children will align themselves. Praise God. The dad is loving still, but he's not going to let them just mess around. We have responsibility to order our children after the Lord. I can ask the question today is, what is God's testimony of you? If you are a dad, especially. Or if you are a mom too, we have a lot of single mothers. Can God say of you that I know him and I know her, that they will order their seed after me, their household after me. Can he say that? Well, you know, that's where it starts. You know, we develop that relationship with the Lord, you know, and by God's promises, the blessing of the Lord that's upon us pass on to our children. The blessings, all of it, all of them, they pass on to our children. Now, they have a responsibility, you know, to hold on to the Lord and themselves too. Otherwise, they will lose it. But yeah, you got it by just by being your children. They got it, you know, but they must also serve the Lord with all their heart, just like you are doing. They must also be doing, and their children after them. See, this is how the generation of the righteous are blessed, because we command our children in the way of the Lord. You know, and don't overlook. If you see something that children are doing that's not right, you correct them. Eli did not correct his children. Some of them are just doing crazy stuff. You know, even Samuel, the prophet, you know, sometimes his children were wayward. Now, we got to correct our children, bring them into the fear of the Lord, show them the right way. You know, that's the most important legacy you can leave for your children, is that you showed them the way of righteousness. You set a good example for them. Praise the Lord. So as the Lord contends with those that contend with you, he also will save your children. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13. All thy children, see, shall be taught of the Lord. Yeah, because you do your best in sowing the seed, God will water it. Hallelujah. You plant the seed, God will water it. You can't just sit back and say, well, God's going to teach my children. No, it starts with you. Train up a child in the way that he should go. You do the first, you are the first responsibility. You have the first responsibility. These children are born into your arms. So from the time, even when they're in the womb, you know, you have responsibility. You speak to them in the womb. That's right. And they come out, they recognize your voice. And from that time they're little, you're talking to them about the way of God. When you sit, the Bible says, when you sit at dinner or lunch, you write those things upon your doorposts and so forth. You speak then with your children and all of that, you know, like frontlets in front of your eyes. You know, how we wear glasses is right there. You know, you don't remove these things. And you tell your children, do not remove the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. You follow. You tell them, follow this way. This is a good way. It's a good old path. Don't follow, you know. Don't follow the ways of the world. You say, oh, we are in a new thing. There's no such thing. Good old path. Follow that good old path. You tell your children that, you know, we have a responsibility to tell our children that this is the way. This is the good old path. You follow that path, you know. Praise God. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. You say the same thing to your children. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Wherein is a good way? That's right. And walk therein. Ye shall find rest to your souls. That's how it comes. But walking, we're talking about rest the other day. It's another good scripture for that. But you got to walk in the good old ways. Tell your children about the good old ways. Praise God. Yeah. Leave them to wander around about the things of the world. This world's gone crazy. Show your children the right way, you know, and it shall be well with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many promises for our children, but it starts with our responsibilities. Amen. Listen to Isaiah. Let me finish this one. Isaiah 54 and 13. All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. Hallelujah. Don't forget that part. A peace that you enjoy, your children will enjoy them too. And great will be their peace. You know, praise God. God has granted me peace and rest on every side, and I'm declaring it every day for my children. Great will be your peace as well. Great will be their peace. Hallelujah. And, you know, by day following in your instructions, thereby good shall come unto them in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Your seed shall be known among the people, and they be acknowledged that they are the blessed of the Lord. Why? Well, because they are your seed. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 9. Now, notice I've said this over and over again in this lesson already, that these things are blessings for your children because they are your children. You know, so there's a connection, and that connection must not be broken. Praise the Lord. We got to, you know, follow that connection. Isaiah 61, let me read verses 8 and 9. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. You know, don't go and do that. And then you come and, you know, stand before the Lord with, you know, deceit and cheating and so forth. No. I will direct thy work in truth. I make an everlasting covenant with them and their seed. See, it's always he makes a covenant with them, and then their seed will inherit a lot of blessings. So you see, this is so important. Even though we are talking about our children, it starts with you. You are the link. Praise God. Well, that link. I mean, woe unto parents that teach their children the wrong thing. In the Bible says, look, if anyone will hurt any of these little ones, you are better than that, you know, a millstone be tied around their neck and they should be cast into the sea than for them to set a stumbling block before one of these little ones. And some parents today are telling their children that, well, girls, that they are boys. They're boys, they're telling them they are girls. They are setting a stumbling block on these children's way. Woe unto such. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. You know, if you will offend any of these little ones, it's better you go and be drowned in the sea and to set a stumbling block to offend any of these little ones. And I want all parents everywhere, hopefully none on this platform. But if you send this message to somebody that's crazy like that, that's trying to make their female child grow up as a male, or their male child grow up as a female, and confusing them like that, the Bible put a stern warning on them. You know, and I say it here today, woe unto parents that set a stumbling block. That's the same thing when you set a bad example for your children. You know, when you're cursing, drinking, doing all this crazy stuff in front of your children, you know, and they're watching you. The Bible says, you know, if anyone will offend any of these little ones, it were better, you know, that, you know, a millstone be put around his neck and they cast into the sea than for them to offend one of these little ones. Why is that so important? Well, it is important because God loves these children. He often said, look, let the little children come unto me, you know, and forbid them not. Well, Jesus often accused the Pharisees of not entering in, but not only will they not enter in, they also block the way of others. Well, if any parent is not entering in and yet they block the way of their children because of their own, you know, unrighteous behavior and lifestyle they demonstrate before those children, well, there is double wrath upon the head of such parents. In the book of Matthew chapter 18 and verse 6, Jesus was talking about these things. You know, he always loved the little children. He wanted them to come unto him. He was protecting them and say, well, let them come, you know. And the little children want to come. They want to say, don't bother the Lord. Say, no, they're my joy. Let them come. And, you know, furthermore, you know, whosoever, he said, that shall receive me as a little child well, then they are blessed. And if you don't receive him as a little child, you know, but many times Jesus used little children as an example. Praise the Lord. So, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 6, you are better for him. Now, how do you offend? Well, you can think of child abuse. Yeah, okay. But I also say, if you set a stumbling block before these children, to where, you know, they went astray because of your lifestyle, then this thing applies to you as well. I indict this morning every parent that is not walking in righteousness and truth to set a good example for their children. I indict them by the words of this Matthew 18 and 6, that there is double wrath on the head of such, except they repent. And Jesus would say, you know, except you repent. Praise the Lord. Were better for him that a millstone were hanged upon his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea than to hurt one of these little ones or to set them a bad example. So all these promises, you know, that I am putting here, you know, Jesus said, well, they are for you and for your children. But
for offenses. Keep your mics off, please. Woe unto the world for offenses, and offenses must needs come, Jesus said. But woe unto the man by whom he comes. You know, so don't be the one that will cause offense for these children. An offense is a stumbling block. Don't be that. You know, you set them a good example. You pray the Lord will help you. Praise God. And they are looking at you. An epistle read for them. You know, you're their first instructors, you know, and looking at you. So be sure that you are walking in your integrity. Blessed is the man that walketh in his integrity. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. And so, you know, all of those blessings come to your children because of your own integrity before the Lord. Hallelujah. Your seed shall be known among the people, and they shall be acknowledged that they are of the Lord. Let me finish reading that. Isaiah chapter 61. I read verse 8, but I want to also read verse 9, which is really where I was going. Praise the Lord. These promises are powerful for our children, but they also some responsibilities upon us. Go. I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, with you. And then your seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. And they that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed of the Lord, which the Lord has blessed. Because they are your children. They will know. These ones are different. You know, God set a mark upon them because of the way you brought them up. Hallelujah. Especially the little ones that are so impressionable. You know, start with them at a little age. Show them the right way. Teach them the things of God. Never put your children up with a babysitter while you go to church. Or you go to night vigil. And put your children up with a baby. What is that? Take your children along. Hallelujah. Some people put their children with babysitter and then they say, we're going to prayer meeting. What does that mean? You know, that prayer meeting is not complete without your children. Drag them along. Take them along. When my children were little, I dragged them along to every prayer meeting, whether they knew what it was about or not. Whether it's night vigil or not. Back in the day, you know, we used to have night vigil all night long when I lived in Nigeria. I dragged those little kids. Would be there. They were sleepy. They laid on the ground. Cover them up. Turn, you know, put on the mosquito coil or whatever around them. Some of you would know that. But drag them along anyway, even when they grown, even when they came to the United States, same way, drag them along, you know, everything. Teach them in the house, show them also that on Sunday, on weekdays, you go to Bible study, you go to prayer meeting, you do this, you do that.
you know, enough time passes, you know, it begins to rub off on them. Praise the Lord. You know, so you do that. And the Lord, you know, will bless your children along with you. People will acknowledge them. The Bible says that they are the seed whom the Lord has blessed. You know, your children will be blessed because of your integrity. And people will know them. We know that these ones are different. They are the children that the Lord has blessed. Powerful, powerful promises for your children. Now, this one is for those who have children that are currently wayward. And you're praying and so forth like that. It could be your children. It could be your grandchildren. Remember, your grandchildren are your children too. You know, Jacob said to Joseph, when they finally reunited in Egypt, said, look, these your children are mine. I claim these ones. They will be named by my name. I'm talking about Ephraim and Manasseh. They will be named by my name. And well, others, you know, you can have them, but these ones, they're mine. Hallelujah. You know, so he claimed them and he put a blessing on them, the same as just his own immediate children. And you know, these your children and their children, they are all your children. Praise the Lord. So, when you have concerns over your children, rightly so, because you've done everything you can, and yet they've gone, you know, as stiff-necked, wayward, or whatever. Lord has a promise here. I'm going to read to you. Powerful promise. And they're coming back. You stay right there with the word of God. Jeremiah 31, verses 16 and 17. Powerful scripture. You know, but you must be doing your part. The part that you must be doing is praying and laboring in prayers and the word over these children. You must be doing that part. And you must have been doing it and still doing it. And then here's the promise that the Lord said unto you. You know, if you are in that situation, they will come back. Thus saith the Lord. And I love it when he says that. Refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears. You're crying and all of these things over these children. Thy work, for thy work shall be rewarded. All the labor, since they've been a kid, you've been training them. You know, the Bible said, train them up the way they should go. They will not depart. But then they departed. You know, and you say, and then you think, but the Bible says that they should not depart if I train them. But I did train them, but yet they departed. Well, here's the promise that they will return. Huh? Glory to God. Because once God says something, even though that thing may go a different way, it must come right back to how God said it. So God said they will not depart. If they depart, they must return. Because God said so too. And he said here, thus said the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears. For thy walk over these children shall be rewarded, said the Lord. And they shall come again. Hallelujah. From the land of the enemy. Powerful promise. You know, they will come again. Even the prodigal son. He went away and so forth. The father never gave up, always on the lookout for him and so forth. And he knew my son's coming. Glory to God. And that son, and surely he came. And your children will return from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thy end, saith the Lord, that thy children. So you can see that he's talking about children here. Both these two verses are talking about children. Thy children, there is hope in the end that they shall come again to their own place. Hallelujah. The place of refuge in the Lord. They come back. They may be out there in the world now. You're following whatever, you know, God knows what. But you don't stop praying. You don't stop telling them too. Every chance you get, you tell them. Even the grown ones. You tell them. Hallelujah. And if they are wayward or won't listen or whatever, God will bring them. This is a promise. You stay right with this promise right here. You know, and God will reward your work over them. He will wipe away your tears. He will bring those children in. You know, they must be called by the name of the Lord. You've named them by the name of the Lord. Now, of course, if you go name your children some crazy stuff, crazy stuff happened to them, and that's on you. Names are powerful. And they carry, you know, tremendous power, even names to change situations. In our culture, you know, people are, you know, you name your children, you better know what you're doing, you know. So I know in this some Western cultures, people just give random names that have no meaning whatsoever. You know, that's not the way in a Jewish culture, and that's not the way in my culture. The names are prophetic. You know, if you want your children to be a certain way when they are born, you name them a certain thing. And then also, if they are, you know, you see what circumstances under which they are born, and you want a change, you name them a certain thing. You know, I mean, these names, I don't want to go into all of that today. Maybe someday I will. These names are prophetic. So be careful what you call your children. Praise the Lord. And you call them by the name of the Lord. And you subscribe them by the name of our God. And it shall be well with them. But they will come back, the Lord said. Come back to their own border. They'll come back to their own place. Isn't this beautiful? I mean, these are beautiful promises for the Lord, from the Lord to our children. In Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, the Lord promises that the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon the youth. That's your children in the last days. Your children are among the youth. Yeah? So, you know, they will receive this promise. And Peter was saying the same thing, you know, on the day of Pentecost. He said, you know, this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. It always starts with you. First you and then your children. Hallelujah. You know, so God's not going to pass over except you be disobedient. You know, that was what happened to the ones, the generation that came out of Egypt. God didn't intend to pass them over. It was to be them and their children that will enter the promised land. All of them. But because they were stiff-necked and disobedient, you know, and, you know, spit in God's face many times, so to speak, well, God's passed them over, you know, and passed over to their children. But it was, that was not the intent. All of them were supposed to go. You know, so, you know, as long as we walk in his ways, we walk in the integrity of our hearts, these promises are guaranteed come upon your children. Praise the Lord. You know, in the book of Matthew chapter 18, you know, verse 10, we read before, you know, in the earlier verse where Jesus was saying, better don't offend his children. You know, but he said also, you read, you know, a few more verses, you get to verse 10. And you'll see what Jesus said about the children, these children. God has assigned even angelic protection over them. Glory to God. You know, he said, look, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. For I say unto you that in heaven there are angels. You always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Now, that's right. So, you know, you don't drop that there, but it's a powerful thing. The same way that, you know, according to Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. Well, the angel of the Lord is also being commissioned for your children. Hallelujah. They are called ministering spirits, sent forth to minister on behalf of those who are heirs of salvation. You know, so you have ministering spirits watching over you, so do your children. And so don't ever despise any of these little ones. You know, sometimes we think children are little and they can't understand anything. They understand plenty. Praise God. You know, little children. Sometimes you see on, you know, YouTube or different places, little children speak the word of God and say, my goodness, you know. Out of the mouths of babes, you know, sucklings, the praise of God will show forth, you know. I mean, you know, don't ever think in your heart that these little children don't know what they are doing. You know, speak to them like they know, for they know. Praise God. You know, and it is said, look, he said, any of these, a man that has 100 sheep and so forth, one of them should go away astray. Will he not leave the 99 and follow and go get him and bring him back rejoicing? Well, listen to this in verse 14 of Matthew 18. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said he'll bring them back. Jesus said he'll bring them back too. He's talking about your children here. You know, if they go away, he'll bring them back. Hallelujah. God will find them and he'll bring them back. Send them out with prayer. You know, hey, you know, we got to give them roots and then give them wings. That's what people say. Your children can't live with you forever. And you can't hold on to them forever. You know, some people are overprotective and so forth. You know, no. You tell them the way it is out there in the world, but show them where their help is at. My help cometh from the Lord, you know, and how they should go to the Lord and not stand in the way of sinners. You know, walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you know, sit in the seat of discomfort. You teach them these things, but you know, they got to be out there. You can't, you know, overprotect them. You overprotect them too much. You have no experience. One day they go out in the world, they will stumble because they have not learned to be street smart or whatever. You train them. You know, but you show them where they must go, where the help comes from. And these promises are for you and your children. It is not the will of my Father, which is in heaven, that any of these little ones should perish. Jesus said they won't. It's not God's will. We need to play our roles as parents to make sure that they do not perish. We teach them the word of God. Praise the Lord. You know, hallelujah. In the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, here's another illustration of how Jesus values children, you know, because he said it here, you know, suffer the little children and forbid them not, you know, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And people were trying, you know, they wanted to bring little children to him and should put his hands on them, and the disciples rebuked them. Leave the master alone. He doesn't have time for little ones. He just rebuked them back and said, no, you know, let these children come unto me. You know, because these children, and you see how they are, you know, that's the kind of nature that goes into the kingdom. There's a place assured for these children as well. Huh, glory to God. So remember it. And all of these, you know, our promises that we can latch onto because of our integrity before the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of Luke 17 and verse 2, the same thing that we read about Matthew 18 and 6 about, you know, if you offend any of these little children, anyone that offends any of these little children, Jesus said their fate is doomed, pretty much, you know, so be careful now that you do not set stumbling blocks upon these children. Hallelujah. Now, the promise of the Holy Spirit, as we read in Joel, was again quoted in Acts 2 and 39. This promise is unto you and to your children. It starts with you and then your children and their children after them, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Promise of the Holy Spirit is for them too. Not just for you. You claim it for your children. Praise God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. Let's see what God says about the younger generation. This is what God thinks of them. Powerful, you know, and revival, you know, in any generation that God is going to use tremendously, usually that's with the youth, because they have, you know, youth on their side. I write unto you, little children, 1 John 2, cause them little, not because they are toddlers, but because he himself is John the aged. You know, my little children, your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. That's right. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Ha, glory to God. I write on you, little children, because you have known the Father. So you can see that he didn't leave the little children out, didn't leave the youth out, didn't leave the parents out. They're all, everybody, you know, everybody has instructions here. You know, fathers, they know him that is true from the beginning. Young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Praise God. Now, this is what John thought of them. You know, John didn't say, look, you know, you are wishy-washy. The devil's using you for ping pong. He said, no, you are strong. And I say to those, you know, children of the youth and the younger generation that's in here, if you're younger than me, you're younger, you know, that, look, you are strong and you have overcome the devil. And that's the way you should, carry yourself. Carry yourself as an overcomer. Carry yourself as somebody that devil defeated, you know, bullying you around. Nope. Stand up to the devil. Resist the devil, we're told. And he will flee from you. Hallelujah. One of the best ways to resist the devil is to walk in the integrity of your heart. Hallelujah. That's how you do it. Walk in the ways of the Lord. Walk in the integrity of your heart. Virtue will defend you. Glory to God. You don't need, you know, worry about it. God will make sure that his good word coming upon you because, you know, blessed is he that feareth the Lord, that walketh in the integrity of his heart. You know, he's blessed and his seed after him are blessed as well. Praise the Lord. So 1 John 2:12-14 tells you, you know, that the children are not left out. The blessings that God wants for the parents are also for the children. Yeah. I am going to wrap it up here by, I'm going to spend a little time here to pray for our children. Now, I've gone through many promises, many examples. There is a companion lesson that I want to give about this. Maybe the Holy Spirit allows me, I'll do that tomorrow. To show you how, you know, I've inferred to it, alluded to it here, but I want to show you how by, and I've taught on this channel before on this, generational blessings, how they pass from one person to another and another and another in the scriptures. Goes right along with this message. Like, I won't do it today because otherwise today's message will run too long. But I've shown you, and I will show you from the scriptures how God passes the blessing from one to another, to another, to another. These promises also prove that. We'll also see examples where it literally happened in the scriptures. You know, so, what must I do then? Well, you know, you make sure you're walking in the integrity of your heart. You know, now, if you yourself you are not following the Lord, then don't be surprised if your children are messing up. You know, I remember one time there was a couple, you know, many years ago, closer to the time when we first started our church, there was a couple there that were doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Drugs and all kinds of things and so forth. And we were trying to help them. They were coming to church and we're trying to help them. And so one day they came to me and said their daughter was doing drugs. And I just laughed. Your daughter is doing drugs. Why will not your daughter do drugs? You know, because that's what you are doing. You know, they're living this lifestyle, but then they want their daughter to be going to church and straighten up and so on. So, your daughter is going to follow what you are doing. That's what they see. You know, you want your daughter to be clean and not do drugs. Well, you clean up yourself first. You show them a good example. And that's not what they were wanting me to hear. They wanted me to cast the devil out of their daughter. I said, I'll cast the devil out of you first. Then you can cast the devil out of your daughter. You know, so look, we are show the example. But for those of you who are doing all you can, trying to raise these children the right way, there are many people in this platform that have raised their children beautifully. And I salute every one of you. Your children are following the Lord. They love the Lord. They are out there doing evangelism, witnessing, and power. They are power warriors for the Lord. You know, I salute every one of you. But some, you've done everything. Not that you didn't do it, right? But still, they, you know, went wayward. Well, the promises that we read in Jeremiah, you know, that the Lord will bring them back from their own border, they are for you And I'm going to pray some prayers for your children today, you know, but, you know, be not dismayed. The Lord said, refrain your eyes from tears and your, you know, from weeping and sorrow of heart. The Lord said, I'll bring them back. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to pray and wrap up this lesson. Father, I thank you for these exceeding great and precious promises that the Word of God has shown us concerning first ourselves and then our children and their children after them. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, every one of these promises, Bible says the word has gone out of my mouth, in Isaiah chapter 55, shall not come back toward me void, but it was accomplished its purpose. Prosper in the thing whereunto it is sent. Prosper in that thing whereunto the Lord has pleasure. And Jesus said, well, it's not my Father's pleasure for these children to be lost, but it is God's pleasure that every one of them will return from the land of the enemy. Now, if you have a child, you know, that has gone wayward or, you know, they're disobedient, the Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come. Children will be disobedient, heady, and so forth, and be unruly, disrespectful, and all that. Well, that's the spirit of the age. That's not for your children. You're not going to let the devil take your children from you. They're going to fight to keep your children. They are your children, not the devil's. And they belong to you. God gave them to you. Hallelujah. For you to be their guardians and their parents. They were God's children first, and he gave them to you. That's what Jesus said. That they are, thine they were, and thou gave them to me, and I will lose none of them. Huh? But I will raise them up at the last day. So, Lord, the same way, these children that you have given us, we and them together, we are for signs and for wonders. We and our children, together, I and the children the Lord has given me, are for signs and wonders. None of these children will be left behind. For those of them who are currently wayward, or maybe out there doing stuff that we don't approve and the Lord doesn't approve, I bring them under the blood of Jesus, even on this morning, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put their name on the altar. Glory to God. Now you write your name, the name of your child. Wayward one, put him before the Lord right now. I'm going to pray over those names. Take a moment. Write their name down. The ones that you want to pray for. Hallelujah. And maybe your direct child. It may be, you know, child of a child or whoever. You know, the Lord, he loves them all. And he's going to straighten them out. Every one of them. Praise God. They will come back. They may be confused right now. There's a lot of confusion. You know, but the Lord will straighten them out. Father, Lord, I'm going to take you, you know, give you a moment to write their names. And then I'm going to pray over those names. Spread that name before the Lord. Just write it and spread it. And I'm going to pray over that name. Glory to God. And the Lord is going to bring them. I absolutely am persuaded. Glory to God. That God will keep his word of the things that we have read out of the scriptures. But you as a parent, you better be setting a good example. And, you know, but nonetheless, put your children's name before the Lord. And even if they're not wayward, but you just want certain blessings for your children, you know, put their name before the Lord as well. Write their name before the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I am going to pray that the Lord will bless every one of them. In fact, I want you to, you can use the chat room if you want. Put their name there. And I'm going to pray over every name that I see in that chat room today. Glory to God. Because you have brought them under the canopy. That's right. The canopy, the covering that is under this anointing. Praise God. You know, you brought them under and this will work. It will avail for them. Now take a moment, write the name of that your loved child or grandchild that you want the Lord to do something new in their lives. Glory to God. I'm going to pray for them. First, I'm going to pray for you. Then I'm going to pray for your children because that's what the Bible said. Psalm 115 and verse 14. He said, the blessing goes to you first and then your children. Praise the Lord. So Lord, I pray for everyone in this room on here today. Glory to God. And you may remember someone else's child too. Maybe someone who's not your direct child, but you know, someone you love, someone you care about. Maybe you're their guardian or auntie or whatever. You know, put their name here and the Lord is going to do something good for them in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray over these names that have been presented before the Lord here today. Hallelujah. These promises, the Bible says, these promises are unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even others who are not your children that you are praying for. As many as the Lord thy God shall call, I pray and I declare the word of God, the infallible word of God that said, your children shall return from the land of the enemy. And they will come back to their own borders, just like the prodigal son. I pray they come to their senses in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And they return. The Bible says, remember the hole from whence you are dug. Remember the rock from whence you are hewn out. These children will remember. I pray the spirit of remembrance to come upon them for the way that they have been trained. And they will not depart from me, is what the Lord said. And if they should depart, they will return. Hallelujah. I command the spirit of return, the spirit of repentance. That's right. Return means repentance. They must do a 180. Glory to God. I command the spirit of the Lord to come upon these children, to bring brokenness upon them. Those that are wayward, those that have taken on the lifestyle of the world and different things and so forth, for whom the parents are praying, grandparents are praying, loving on them and doing the best they can, but they're still not changing. I pray for them today. The walk of righteousness shall be peace over these children. The effect of righteousness shall be tranquility. Your righteousness, your, you know, right standing with God will bring these blessings that we have enumerated today. Bring them upon your children. Look upon these names, Lord. I pray. All these names that are put in this chat room. Sometimes people put a name here, not because the child is wayward, but they just want a blessing for the child. If you want a blessing for your child, they don't have to be wayward. Whatever thing you want for them, just put that name in here today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask the Lord to do something special. Glory to God. Something special. Thank you, Jesus. Something special for these children. Now, you may be praying for somebody else's children as well. That's a good thing. It's not just your children you pray for. Remember your friend. Remember their children that are sick or this and that. You know, or whatever. You know, let's put them before the Lord. Every name that is named here today, I put them under the canopy of the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, your children are also, you know, been struggling with something for a while. Maybe their businesses are not prospering. They're entrepreneurs, but they're struggling. They're going around in circles. You know, they do not seem to be making a breakthrough. But put their names here today. I'm going to pray that the Lord will release. Glory to God. By this sound of my voice and my prayer today, there'll be a release for your children. Praise God. A release for your children. I command it in Jesus' name. According to my word, let there be a release for these children. Praise God. Now your children that are looking for children, let there be a release for them. Your children that are looking for a breakthrough in their business, let there be a release for them. Your children that are, you know, it looks like they've tried everything, but it comes to nothing. They seem to be backward and that you want them to be further along than they are right now. Let there be a release for them in the name of Jesus. Just like the word of God say, let there be. I speak it also today. Let there be a release for these your children whose names are put in this chat room today. Now,
illnesses, sicknesses, severe things. There are some children that are diagnosed with different things. Yours, your friends, and so forth. I bring a release of the power of healing upon them today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And let there be testimonies. Let there be testimonies. And upon your children that need a financial breakthrough. You know, the Bible says that it is the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Let the Lord begin to teach them. I release the spirit of knowledge. Huh? The spirit of wisdom, the inspiration of the Almighty upon them. That the things they put their hands to do will prosper in Jesus' name. Now for your children, some of them put their hands on the plow and look back and so forth. I come against that spirit. Your children, some of them, there's stagnation in their lives. I come against the snail spirit, the stagnation spirit. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Let there be an emerging of the glory of God upon you and your children. Every prayer that I'm praying here today for your children, I'm praying for you as well. Your health will spring forth speedily. And your children's health, say they will spring forth as willows in the grass. They will spring forth among different places in the name of Jesus. You and your children, you are blessed of the Lord. Your children are returning, you know, to their own place. Your children are favored of the Lord. Your children are being healed. The children of your friends are being healed. Your children are receiving children. Hallelujah. Your children are emerging. Blessings, their businesses are flourishing. Good things are coming to them. But most importantly, the glory of the Lord is coming upon your children for a fulfillment of God's purpose in their lives. In the name of Jesus. The purposes that are beyond and higher than business prospering or this and that and so forth. The purposes of God that had ordained from before the world began for your children, I release them upon them in the name of Jesus and upon you too in Jesus' name. Now, from this point on, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for the Lord has done it. The Lord has done great things. Whereof we are glad. Isaiah 44 and 23 says, you know, let the heavens shout. Let them break forth even the earth and mountains and hills. Let them break forth into singing. For the Lord has done it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I give you, Lord, the praise. I give you, Lord, the glory. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Well, don't forget any name. Let nobody be left out. In the name of Jesus, in this prayer, all these blessings are for your children and their children after them. Even the unborn children that are coming, these blessings are for all of them. Glory to God. Because their names, your names, were written before the world began in the book of life. So are the names of your children, even the unborn children, are written, their members are written in God's book even before they were put together. So the Lord bless everyone. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and your children. You will be above only and not beneath. Your children will be above only and not beneath. They'll be heads and not tails. They'll be leaders and not just followers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'll be lenders and not borrowers. They'll be givers and not just takers. They'll be givers. More blessed to give than to take and to receive. They'll be givers. And God will make them a channel. And if they can learn how to give it away, God will always make a way to give more to them. Same thing goes for you. Can give it away, God will get it to you. God bless you. You are blessed of the Lord. Your children are blessed of the Lord. My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.